This is O Rose, Thou Art Sick, reading My Chemical Romance by Angel Maine for Gone Wild Audio. Greetings, boyfriend. How are you? I'm glad you agreed to come and see my lab. I'm sure it will be fun. All right, I'm not that sure. But this place is basically my second home, so I hope you enjoy it. Or my first home, since I spend more time here than my actual home. You get it. I'm sorry if this place is a little cluttered, but here we are. I know all the tubes, flasks, and glowing things might look a little eerie, but I promise they're all harmless. Most of them. Well, I think I should give you a quick tour of the place before you change your mind. These flasks you just saw are where I test stuff to be sure nothing explodes. That bookshelf is where I put all of my formulas. Those big boxes are where ingredients are stored. And the cauldron over there is where the magic happens. Figuratively, it's science, which is much better than magic. Don't let any wizard tell you otherwise. Anyway, I just happen to have some finished products lying around. Which is totally a coincidence, and does not mean I made them all to impress you. So, come closer. See, this one is Alchemist Fire. But don't touch it, please. This one right here is Bottle Lightning. You probably shouldn't touch that one as well. Insanity Mist. King's Bane. Tears of Death. I'm starting to think I should have chosen the samples better. Alright, let's forget about the coming closer thing. It's better if you don't touch anything here. In fact, you should probably stay a safe distance away as well. But come over here. This is the old storage, and probably the only empty corner of this place. I want to talk to you, actually. No, not about alchemy. I'm glad you didn't run away after all that, and I think I should stop before you do. It's about us. And this thing we have together. You know, I'm really bad at anything sentimental. And basic human interaction as well. Honestly, I have no idea what you saw in a freak like me, who's at her lab doing weird things all day and doesn't even know how to talk to people properly. But I'm very glad you did. That's what I've been wanting to say. I'm very sorry if I don't show enough appreciation for you, or if I feel a bit cold and distant. It might not sound like it, but I'm trying very hard to improve on that. Because I really feel stuff for you. I really enjoy your company, boyfriend. What do you mean I shouldn't call you boyfriend? Aren't you my boyfriend? When I'm talking to you directly? Okay, but what should I call you then? A pet name? That's a weird request, but I guess Spiky? Rex? That doesn't feel very right. Hey, why are you laughing at me? Oh, okay, now that makes more sense. When I hear other girls talking to their significant others, they usually say things like, baby? Does that work? Baby. I'm sorry, I told you I was bad at this. I don't know exactly how, but I'm glad you think it's adorable. See, this is what I mean. I really appreciate how you're always patient and caring with me. And I really Why can't I get to this part? I've been meaning to tell you this for so long, but I keep freezing and thinking about what I'll say instead of what I'm actually saying it. Wait, I'm a genius. Not that you didn't know that already, but I have an idea. I have the formula for something called Mind Blank Essence. It's a poison people use on interrogations to calm down the subjects and make them more prone to say what's in their mind. But if I dilute it enough, I can make it into a potion that will help me with this. Would you mind waiting a little? I promise it won't take too long. Sorry, but I really want to do this properly. It's very important to me. Of course it's safe. Who do you think I am, a wizard? I know what I'm doing. Anyway, let me check the formula over here. Bat guano. Moonflower petals. Dryad tears. Astral dust. I'm not sure if that's the one I remembered. But I believe in my notes more than my memory, so here we go. Okay. It's done mixing. I hope this helps. That's unusual. The color looked fine, but the taste is odd. I'm really sorry. I know I'm making you wait for too long, but just a second, I need to check something. Oh, I might have mixed some things up here. Staying up all night making notes probably wasn't the best idea thinking back now. Okay, apparently this is the formula for a love potion. But that's a pretty fortunate coincidence. This potion should greatly increase the subject's attraction to the nearest person, but I already have feelings for you, so it won't have any effect. Yeah, I'm about 70% sure of that. That's good enough. And believe me, it could have been much worse. Well, if the potion's not gonna work, let me try this one last time. Baby, you really make me feel things I never did before. When you get close to me, when you hold me, when you tell me you like me just the way I am. I feel so many butterflies in my stomach and I... Sorry, what? I'm not rubbing your crotch. That would be very inappropriate. Wait... I am, actually. I'm so sorry, I don't know what I'm thinking. It's just that I was staring at you and you look so fucking sexy. I should have done this before. I should have done this much earlier, much earlier. Wait, what am I saying? Alright, I think the potion might have had some side effects. But they should be temporary. It is starting to get very hard to concentrate, though. Especially with this gawk almost bursting through your bands. How's a girl supposed to focus like this? You don't mind if I slide my hand inside them to feel it a little bit, do you? I love how warm and hard it feels in my hand. I mean, just... Oh, I'm so lucky to have a hot boyfriend like you. No, wait. We don't need to do this if you don't want to. I do want it. Of course I do. Even before the potion, I always wanted to do this with you, but... If you don't think this is the right time, it's totally fine, though. If that's the case, you should probably leave. I mean, the effects of the potion are getting stronger and stronger. I can't hold myself back forever, and I don't want to force you to do anything. You don't want to leave? Okay, good. I'm glad you want me to. But fuck. My body is craving you like a wild animal in heat. You know what will happen if I let go, right? I hope you don't regret what you just said, honey. I want to take all your clothes off, but I can't even concentrate enough to untie them. Come on, just take them off for me before I rip everything open. Yes. Yes, look at that chest, so perfect. And this cock so hard and throbbing, and the scent is luring me in just like a pheromone. Yeah, I really, really need to taste it. Oh, fuck. So delicious. I don't know if that's because of the potion or not, but you taste so good. It doesn't even matter. What matters is that I could have had this in my mouth all night. It's the only thing I want right now. I just want to lick you and suck you and lick you some more. Damn, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. I just want your cock more than I've ever wanted anything. More. I want more, more, more. Give me more. Yes, I'll hold my hair and pull it in deeper. Yes. So hard. And all of it just for me. This is turning me on too much. I can't resist. I'm gonna touch myself. Use my mouth. Use my throat, come on. Use me to make yourself feel good. You're throbbing even more now. Are you gonna come? No, don't pull out, please. Come in my mouth. I want it. I want to taste your cum so bad. Yes. Come for me. Wow. You filled my mouth with it. And I swallowed every single drop. Do you like it? I'm glad. But, baby, how long are you gonna take to get hard again? I still need you so bad. Hey, what are you... No, don't stop. Keep going. And take off my clothes. My body is so sensitive. And it keeps getting more and more. Fuck. Even my clothes rubbing against my skin is making me horny at this point. Please. Please touch me however you want. You can be rough too. Just do it, please. Yes, like that. Please, just like that. Grab my hips. Squeeze my tits. Pinch my nipples. I want your hands all over me. Touch me. Squeeze them harder. Yeah. God, I didn't even know someone could get so wet. It's dripping down my thighs at this point. Fuck. Do you want to feel it? come for you. Go on. Touch my pussy. I beg you. I need it. It feels so much better when it's your finger. But you can put two or three in with how wet I am. Yeah. Keep putting them in. And out. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. For all the guns. I just came, but it doesn't go away. I still really need more. I want to come again. Harder. I want to come all over your cock. Oh, you're hard again. Yes, you are. You're so hard for me. And I can see it in your eyes. You need me so bad, too. Lie down. Yes, on the ground. Now. Finally. Sorry. I probably should have said something before riding you. But fuck. I can't think straight anymore. Actually, I can barely think at all. My body is almost moving on its own. And it feels so good. That's what my body needs right now. You. And only you. Oh, come on. Fuck me. Yes. Grab my hips and thrust into me, too. I'm harder riding you, but I want it harder and deeper. There. Keep hitting that spot. You're making me go crazy. Oh, you're making me... Yes. This is so good. Keep doing this. Harder. 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 Oh, I can't speak properly. Just fuck me, honey. Please. Sorry for scratching your neck. I can't help it. Fuck it. Pound me more. Please. More. It's too much. My body can't handle this anymore. Can't think. Let me ride you. Fuck you. Feel good with you inside me. I'm so close. So close. So close. Pull me down. And come inside me. Fill me up, please. Please come with me. Please come with me. I can't even describe. Get off of you in a bit. I promise. My body feels like a slime right now. I don't know if this is a side effect of the potion or because of what we were doing. Probably both. Can you help me here? Maybe carry me to bed? Yeah, there's a room in the lab. There. Yes, here. Thank you, boyfriend. Thank you, baby. Hey. Can I tell you something? My proud alchemist side is dying of shame right now. That's a stupid mistake. For having caused all of this, and for all the embarrassing things I said and did. The thing is, I think I should feel like that in general, but I don't. I have to admit, any other situation that could have been a disaster. But I've been wanting to get intimate with you for so long. And in the end, that is what happened, right? I had such an amazing night with you. And now I'm right between your arms, resting on your chest. So, I think we can call it a happy accident. Hey, no, you don't need to feel like you took advantage of the situation. It was 100% my fault. You know I'm always right, so don't tell me otherwise. Also, as I said before, this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Alright, it might have been a little more aggressive than what I've had in mind, but it was good, wasn't it? And I think I can use it as an opportunity to learn how to show my emotions better. Well, to you. It's not like the other people are worth my effort anyway. I'm not mean. I'm just realistic. And I can realistically say that I like you a lot. And you mean the world to me. Wow. That was easier than I expected. I think I'm gonna take a little nap now. But first, I have something to say. Now that I'm thinking about it, I might keep some more of those potions around. Just for, you know, science.